corner's ready to crash. And Bailey bunts his strike foul into the net. Shows bunt again in the air. Foul again. Strike two. Now he'll swing the 0-2. To center field, Altman has a read on it. Schmidt tags from second, and he's going to hold.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Patrick Bailey failed to get a bunt down in the bottom of the 10th, and Giants end up not scoring, and they lose 5-2 and 11. So, all right. I got a couple questions for Giants fans. For the Giants fans that are hand-wringing, if you will. And you could be one of those fans right now, right? Hand-wring, just...
No, I'm just calling it like I see it.
So, let's take their last six games. They beat Philadelphia 3-1 in the first game of a three-game series.
Good game.
Game's 1-1 in the bottom of the eighth. Giants get two in the bottom of the eighth. They win 3-1. Good, hard-fought win. Pitching, defense. Next night, they win 4-3. Patrick Bailey, the hero, came from behind, came from 3-1 down.
Yeah.
Phillies beat him in game three, 13-0, big deal. They took two out of three. Then the Dodgers. They win a one-run game against the Dodgers. They lose a one-run game against the Dodgers. And then they lose an extra inning game against the Dodgers. You play this many close games, like you won a game in the bottom of the eighth, you won a game in the bottom of the ninth, you held on Friday, and then you let one get away Sunday. I just, like, you can't win all these games.
No, you're living on the edge. And also, the problem to me, Steiny, is why are these games so close after you acquired a bat? That's my major question. Forget the pitching. Why has the Giants' offense still stayed stagnant after an acquiring Ralphie Devers? And our guy Leroy, I want you to answer this. I don't have the answer, Steiny. I'm thinking about it. The Giants are losing because Buster Posey tried to fix something that wasn't broken. Talking about the Giants' offense, Leroy, it was broken. You were just getting the benefit of the doubt you were getting good luck pulling all these games out. But there is a disconnect since you add a bat like Devers, and now he's batting 202, striking out left and right.
So who do we blame? Devers? Posey? The Giants? I mean, you acquired a guy who's not hitting right now.
And that's the one positive I take, because all we can sit here and do, Steiny, is we don't have to blame anybody. We just hope that it'll come back and they'll play to their normal selves and their history, the back of their baseball card.
Well, and that's where I think we got to be realistic, because Adames is not going to be the back of his baseball card this year. He's just not.
But if he's a 300 hitter the rest of this season, or 280, and looking like his old self. I mean, that's a big deal. Imagine where they'd be without that production of him. And I know you're saying it's just a month, but good Lord, it's a good sign. That's what you need. Devers, it's like, what? There are no good signs. Now teams are intentional walking the guy before you because they think they can get you. Willie, and they got him yesterday.
I mean, Willie Adames, you know, saying he'd get up to two, like he's a 245 lifetime hitter, Adames. Like, he doesn't hit for average. Last 4 years, he's hit 238, 217, 251, 220. And then the year before that, but only in 99 games, he hit 285. That's by far the highest average he's ever had. So he, like, to say, I don't know that he can hit 280 over the second half of the season. Like, he's not a 280 hitter.
Well, he's doing that now. This last month, Steiny's down near 300.
And that makes it even more so that he's not unlikely to do it. Because he's like, I mean, I'm just looking at his lifetime average, Gu, and it's 245.
Right, but it's a lot of power behind that, too. So just you reading that has me or any Giant fan listening, Steiny, to where, okay, if you're saying that's where he normally ends up at, it's the power numbers. And that's what we've seen from him. the ability to hit the ball deep. I mean, he's been mastering Triples Alley the other night. What, for, he hit one out of Triples. Like, that was a shot. So there's not too far to go there in regard to me talking about Adames and the average, but the power and the thump has been there, Stani. Now he's your third place hitter. They had him 6 or 7. Now it's about getting the others if they can turn the corner or show signs.
And
Ramos is in a slump, Stani. Like 62, 63, 64, a bad slump.
I mean, the thing about Adames is, you're right. Like, he's one of their better hitters now, and he's still not very good. They just, like, I don't know. If you're a Giants fan, do you think this team's underachieving? And I'm asking you that as an entire team. Like, we can say their hitting's underachieving a little bit, but I think it's been made up for by the pitching staff.
Mm.
And can we absolutely think that the pitching staff's going to be as good in the second half as they were in the first?
Man.
I don't know. I think it would be a lot to ask. I really do. But they're going to play low-scoring games because they pitch and they don't hit. And there's going to be a lot of games like the last six. What's that? 1, 2, you know, essentially 5 out of the 6 games were determined late, you know, in the last 8th or 9th inning. And, like, I don't see any way around that. I think that's just going to have to be their MO right now.
Even with more improvement, if Buster was to make a move or two. I mean, we would still have to see. Well, obviously, you can't answer that. But, Stani, if you're Buster, what are you feeling right now?
I mean, this is where I think if you're Buster Posey and you're taking the long view, I think you feel fine about this team, believe it or not. You know, you win 3 out of the last 4 instead of 1 out of the last 4, and I'll bet everybody feels a lot different. But you lose 2 out of 3 to the Dodgers, and, you know, just doesn't quite feel as good after you lose a game that you had a crack at, crack at on Sunday. But
you hadn't scored to the 9th inning, and you just hate to see, of all guys, Matos come up there and do what he did, and the place is packed, and not even the impact on the standings. Just how good, like you just said, you would feel about taking 2 or 3 from the Dodgers and sending all those Dodger fans home upset, and you don't handle your business offensively because the pitching in the bullpen in the top of the 10th kept the Dodgers off the board.
I mean, and we've seen that a lot this year with big-time pitchers. Yamamoto just absolutely stifled the Giants yesterday. Gave up no runs. So I don't know. I just, you know, if you're asking me, can the Giants play better? Yeah, I think they can. Certainly when they hit it, they can hit better. But I don't think they're a dramatically different team than they've been in the first half of the season. I mean, they played 97 games. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
97?
Yeah.
So they've almost
that's
played
a lot.
Exactly. And they're 7 games over. And I feel like, yeah, that's about right. I don't feel like they should be 12 over. I don't feel like they should be 500.
See,
I think they're 7 games over. That's an 86 win pace. And what was their over under before the season? Like 81, 82?
That
was
might have been around 81, 82.
Yeah, but guys, real quick, that was predicated before you had a bat like Ralphie Devers.
And, but you got to take away Harrison, too. Mm. And when Harrison was traded, it wasn't a big deal, but it's an extra arm they don't have right now. And again, like, how do you, you know, you could say Buster Posey, go out and make another move or go out and make moves. And obviously, if they can improve the team, it can improve the team. But, you know, you go get Devers and you're 11-16 got him.
A walking soul that would have took that bet.
I don't.
Come on, man. And
I mean,
I'm going to just say,
what did we expect? Like,
I thought he was healthy. I think he is not healthy.
Okay,
and if you're going to tell me, partner, they're not going to sit him down or demand him, just take a week, man. We want you to just take a week. And it might not even work. But to sit here and watch Melvin do the same presser each night when Devers is not doing his thing at the plate, you got to scratch your head. The dude has not forgotten how to play baseball. And, Stani, I'll say this to your last point about, you know, dude, losing 2 or 3 to the White Sox, getting swept at home to the Marlins, even though they're playing a little better baseball, you can't have that. You cannot have that. Those are like, what? Those are 5 losses that you got on the tally that I just thought the Giants were a better team than that. Just putting a jersey on, you won't, you know?
I mean.
So Ramos, Austin San Jose saying Ramos is what he is. He was an all-star last year. Stoney, this is almost 70 at bat. I'm just asking you because I don't know what to make of him. How concerned are you about Ramos? Because he was there. Remember the bases loaded double and all that emotion about a month ago. And he's struggling. He ain't the only one. But I'm assuming he is going, once he gets hot, he's going to get hot and look like the guy that made the all-star team last year.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk studio. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I mean, Ramos, man. I mean, guys, you know, what's Ramos hitting? 265. He's got 14 homers. Like, That's who I think we think Ramos is, right? 270, 275, 20 to 25 homers, 80 ribbies, something like that. Like he's pretty much doing what he's been asked to do offensively. Let's go to Chris. Chris is in San Jose. Hey, Chris.
Gentlemen, I love to hear you cry. This is my monthly phone call. I'm a big-time Dodger fan, as you can tell. You guys will never be us. It'll be 50 years before you win another championship. And if you got Devers, you need to put someone behind him. Hello? They're going to pitch around Devers. God bless him, he can hit. We know that. But if you don't put anyone behind him, he ain't going to get no good pitches. You should know this by now.
Hey, real quick. Oh, no. He's getting pitches to hit. He's getting pitches to hit, man. I wish it was they were pitching around him. Yes, he is, man. Otani threw the ball right by him, man. They're throwing the ball. Average dudes are throwing the ball right by him. Don't say he's not getting pitches to hit, man. He's getting pitches to hit. That's why people are concerned.
He's missing it, isn't he?
Yes.
If he has pitches to hit, why is he hitting them? Because he's been figured out. He has weaknesses in his swing. Have you been watching the game?
And I just told you what I got from watching the game. Devers is getting pitches to hit, man.
But why is he hitting them?
Well, he's in a slump.
The ball is not. He has one spot where he can hit a ball. Way away.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call.
Well, I disagree.
That's a Dodger fan, though. You knew one was coming.
I mean, Devers is the protection. He's the most accomplished hitter they got. That's why we got all excited. So, what did you say, 11-16, whatever the record is, Stoney? I don't know why that is and why he hasn't performed as of yet. And it's bigger than just him being at home, too.
I mean,
in this park.
Again, this is the other thing is when – people hate when I say this, but when you go get everyday players, then you're going to have to live with slumps like Ramos is having. You're going to have to live with what Devers has done. You're going to have to live with the first half that Adames had. Like, you know, those are Chapman, Adames, and Devers are 3 everyday players that Buster Posey got, put them into the lineup, new players over the last 2 years, and, you know, Chapman's been great defensively. He's been pretty solid offensively, but the other 2 guys are their big bats, and they're not hitting, and Ramos is not hitting over the last month and a half, and there we go.
But Adames is showing life, even though I know you don't like it, but I'm going to say it.
Whatever.
Starting to laugh.
Sure.
I mean, what does that mean? We got to give him credit for these last month
right.
of baseball.
And this is what
he's
you do.
Up off the mat.
Yeah, you give him credit for a month. I'm going to look at the first 3 months. Baseball is baseball. He's hitting 220. Like, he's picked that average up from 201 to 220. But that's not going to get it done, I don't think, for the Giants. They need Adamas to hit. They need Devers to hit. They need a bunch of guys to hit. And I, like, I don't look at this. When you have six guys hitting below 250 or whatever it is, you're not going to string together a lot of rallies. And then on top of it, you don't hit a lot of homers. So what that tells me, you have a lot of singles and doubles hitters who don't hit for average. So then you're going to have to put three hits together in an inning to score a run. And I don't see enough good hitters in that lineup to do that consistently. So does Posey have to go make another move?
I was just going to ask you, maybe. What do you do then? Because I thought Devers was enough. I think a lot of people did.
I mean, you know, the question is how long does this, like, how long does the rest of the season go before we start thinking about, a Devers and Adamas?
Well, I don't know what's going on in Boston, his former team, but what was their record? You said they're over 500 since his departure. Like, man, wow. You know, they lose him and they play better baseball and the team gets him and the offense has been impotent.
Yeah, I mean, what do you make of since Devers is here, they're averaging a half run less? I don't know how to explain that other than baseball's weird.
Yeah, you want my honest answer?
Yeah.
And I told Evan on Friday and the listeners, Stoney, I think he's hurt, man. And I can't change his diaper. Nobody's asked him to. But if you don't sit him down or at least try to rest him more than just these four games, you're beating your head against a wall if he's showing you every at-bat or every game that something's going on. And I give him all the credit in the world trying to go out there and be John Wayne, but how long is this going to go?
I mean, honestly, again, this is – like, you're not taking Devers out of the lineup unless he's going onto the injured list.
Because if he hits like this the rest of the way, Stoney, they're not making the playoffs. And I don't expect him to. And I hope I'm not coming in here trying to give a new Rolex watch to Adamas, but I got to give him all the credit in the world for the past 30. Like, baseball's vicious, Stoney. It's every day. And the last 30 days, Friday night, that bomb he hit, Triples Alley. I was like, okay, dude, that was a bomb. So Adamas is showing signs. And you're right. You can't change how bad he was at the beginning, but at least you drink your coffee this morning and you're like, maybe the break came at the wrong time for Adamas. How do we get others in that column of, they're showing signs of coming out of life, and Ramos is a part of that. And maybe these 4 days off will help him.
888-957-9570 is the number. Giants are 52-45 at the All-Star break. You think they should be better? Should they have 55 wins and 30 and 44 losses? Should this team be 10 over? I knew they were in trouble.
When?
After that Baggerly article, but you said they could get 15 over.
But genesis of the article. We all did.
Yeah. And
there were standards.
Yeah. And here we are 3 weeks later, and everybody's still crying over the Marlins and the White Sox series. Well, guess what?
I brought that
guess
up.
What? You got to go out and win games. You don't just win games because you're playing a bad team, and that little stretch hurt him. There's no doubt.
And I'm for the caller, the Dodger fan that called, miss me. Devers is the protection. I know he struggled early on this year in Boston, but miss me, he's not getting pitches to hit. I'm watching the game. He's getting pitches to hit, Stoney. He's not hitting them, and he's striking out more than I've seen him strike out in a long time. So miss me with he's not getting the pitches. That's what's alarming.
I mean, he's hitting 202 since he's been a Giant.
Fastball's getting blown by him.
Let me see how many strikeouts he's got with the Giants in 25 games.
Almost more than half of what he had with Boston.
He's got 34. So he's got 34 strikeouts in 109 games. Yeah, you're right, Goo. He had three times as many at-bats against in Boston, and he struck out 76 times.
What do you make of that?
New ballpark, new league. Maybe he's not healthy.
But every game's not here, Stoney, on 3rd and King.
No, but half of them are. And I mean, he's a, you know, used to, when a guy goes from the American League to the National League or National to American, they say there's an adjustment. Maybe that's what's going on. Not quite sure, but.
Well, then that would apply to Adamas. Well, no, it wouldn't. National League to National League.
So anyway, 888-957-9570 is the number. All right, on the other side, we're going to get into some 49ers news.
We have to.
Juwan Jennings, their wide receiver, is under contract this season for one more year at $7.5 million. Juwan Jennings, a fixture at wide receiver for the 49ers, but he wants a new contract. And if he doesn't get a new contract, he wants to be traded. Got one more year at 7.5. Fits into this 49er system very, very well. What do you do with Juwan Jennings? It's a year after the 49ers had a lot of turmoil in the offseason. And now we've got an issue with Juwan Jennings. 888-957-9570. We'll talk about that on the other side. Also, Kevon Looney. Did a podcast with Marcus Thompson of The Athletic. Of course, Looney now a member of the New Orleans Pelicans. And the Warriors still have not made a move this offseason. No news on the Jonathan Kuminga front. Al Horford still in the mix. De'Anthony Melton still in the mix. And I saw another name in the mix. Ben Simmons.
Saw that.
Ben Simmons. Problem the Warriors have, they have 9 players under contract, but they're only $25 million under the apron, which is something they want to stay out of. So we'll get to the Warriors, but Juwan Jennings, how you feeling about Juwan Jennings and the good feelings of the offseason? They're gone. They're gone right now. Today is the first day of our All-Star Week prize blowout. Every day this week, each show will give out one of our awesome prizes. Today, we're giving one lucky listener a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merchandise shop. Listen at 12:30 to learn how you can win.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
Hey, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the Phoenix Mercury, and you can hear the game on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones, they are on the call, and you can watch the pregame on KPIX Plus. That starts at 6:30.
I'll be in the house.
Oh.
Yeah. Want to go? You had a long weekend. You look.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. Probably not.
Stan, you got a scratch on your forehead.
Yeah.
What happened?
I scratched my forehead.
Oh, okay. Like a little blood.
Had an itch and,
yeah.
Is it bleeding?
Yeah, a little red. Man, speaking of red.
Juwan Jennings, 49ers wide receiver. There was a report today, Adam Schefter, reporting that Juwan Jennings, who's set to make $7.5 million this year for the 49ers, it's the last year of his deal, and apparently he's told the team, look, I want to renegotiate, or I want an extension, I should say, or if you don't want to give me an extension, trade me. Juwan Jennings.
Tell me, ask your boy Goo how this is going to play out, because this is an easy one.
Oh,
Goo, this is like a Looney layup.
How's this going to play out?
Probably in the next 3 days, 72 hours, maybe even 48, he'll have a new deal. He has all the leverage. A guy, hey, he's been Mr. Reliable, never more than 1,000 yards in his career, Stani. 6 touchdowns last year, and I know that's not all on him, but the bottom line is you ran Debo up out of here. And a lot of Niner fans understood. Your boy is in sick bay, healing on the mend. I'm talking about Ayuk. And if we want to keep it a buck, Stani, one thou wow, he's doing what he's supposed to at 28 years old. He knows this is probably his last chance at the payday. And now, after coming off a season, after you pay Brock Purdy, he's probably sitting there like, I need to get mine. And are you really going to go into a season with that? If he wanted to get traded, you're not going to trade him, Stoney, with Pearsall. I know they made the move for Robinson and Kittle. So I'm expecting Jennings to get his chicken here soon.
Yeah,
but this is drama.
We'll see.
Who saw it coming?
Well, I didn't see specifically this coming, but look,
tell me,
you're not going to like it.
Hey, why wouldn't I like it?
Because the 49ers have, this is
the disease of
me. This is the system they set up, and it's a system that they've utilized for 4 years. And just because the 49ers say, you know what, we're going to move off some of our older guys, or we're going to we're going to get younger players in here, doesn't mean Juwan Jennings has to play the game. Why should Juwan Jennings not get to play the game? McCaffrey got to play the game.
I would say they're Bosa all top tier and Bosa, better than Jennings.
Well, he's their best receiver right now. He's their best receiver. Everybody gets theirs on the Niners.
Wow.
Brandon Ayuk got his. Trent Williams got his. Whether Juwan Jennings is in that class or not, like, part of me doesn't even care. The bottom line is, this is what players are going to ask for when they're with the Niners at this time. They've all done it. They've all done it. Just because the Niners, like, don't want to do it anymore doesn't mean Juwan Jennings has to play that game. So,
it's the price of a dynasty, and I know you're going to be like, Guru, there was no dynasty, and what I mean by that is there was a whole hell of a lot of winning, multiple NFC championship visits, two Super Bowl visits, and now, you know, guys want to get paid, and Jennings, more power to him. I didn't see this coming. Like, Stani, my man said, trade me if you don't pay me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Wow.
Gary's in Daly City. Hey, Gary, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, guys. Real quick, I'm going to go to 49ers. Devers, I told you guys couldn't hit a fastball away, but let's go to 49ers.
You did, Devers.
I told you guys that. Yeah. Anyway, two, real quick, I don't know why Lynch let this go on. I mean, Purdy should have took a little less with third down. Juwan, every time he bailed out Purdy on third down, that was the man. Not Ayuk, not Debo, it was Juwan. And he blocks like hell, too. I mean, why let this go on? Yeah, I mean, you go around and see everybody else getting paid, holding out, getting paid, and you just come into work like a union worker every day and showing up and doing your job, you deserve to get paid too. And when you have to go to the, I mean, you're right, Goo, that he's going to get paid. He brought it to the media's attention, which sometimes you just got to do, and he's going to get paid. But he shouldn't have happened like that. Lynch should have took care of this behind the scenes of Shanahan, because that's just showing no respect to him.
Thanks. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the call.
Does this come off, Snotty, as disrespectful the way that he did it?
No. It's all Trent Williams is disrespectful. Ayuk's disrespectful. That's where I'm kind of with Gary. I mean, this is the guy who just shows up and punches the clock. And now he wants what everybody else has wanted and virtually everybody has gotten. And that's more money.
But and I'll say, go ahead.
Well, I mean, right now he's their best receiver. And we'll see about Ayuk. But I do think it's, and I get Ayuk's hurt, but what, Ayuk's getting 30? He's not four times better than Jennings. I know that's an easy way to do it, but good for Jennings.
Well, not yet.
No, good for him just to do what he's doing. Like, why can't Juwan Jennings do what 10 other guys have done on this team for the last 4 years, and especially when everybody sees that everybody gets their money?
Wow,
you're
man.
Inviting this.
Okay, I'm going to say something to that, Stani. And, you know, I'm a man of the people. We're men of the people. But the bottom line is, you're doing this after a year that didn't culminate in winning. So Jennings, it's his time, but you're coming off a non-visit to the playoffs. That's one. That might not mean anything. Okay.
Did that hurt Purdy?
But we're talking. But see, Stani, you don't like it? I don't know if Juwan is like the guys that pulled this card. Obviously, he's not in Ayuk's class as far as the team is concerned, because they gave him the respect with the contract. So, man, you bring up Trent Williams and Brock. I mean, Stani, McCaffrey, and Kip. Those dudes are dudes.
Yeah, they and how many titles?
And I love Jennings. Like, I don't know if you have this card to play, young man.
Well, here's the.
That's all I'm saying to you.
I mean, the idea, like, they didn't win it. They've never won it, and everybody got paid. So you know what? I actually think it's brilliant what he's doing.
Damn, Steiny, brilliant.
For Juwan Jennings, yeah, it's brilliant. And good for him, because he's never been a crybaby. He's never bucked the system. He's always just come and done his work.
Okay, what do you call this, though? This don't count?
What?
Bucking the system and all. Like, this is, you know, we were so, like, oh, it's a quiet on the set, offseason for the Niners.
So this is worse than what Ayuk did.
See, that's a whole different conversation.
It isn't really. They both had one more year left in their deal. Ayuk got extended, and now Jennings has one more year in his deal, and he wants to get extended. What? Tell me what the difference is.
I guess making it so loud in regard to you want traded if you don't get it.
Well, still not as much as what Ayuk did with all his social media. Yeah. And here's the other thing. As far as I know, Juwan Jennings didn't go on social media. He did this behind closed doors, and it was found out by a reporter. So he hasn't really gone public with it. For all we know, he just said it to Lynch and Shanahan, and now it's gotten back to Adam Schefter.
So if you're Lynch and Kyle, do you forget the history and the ruckus that has had that you've experienced in regard to these contracts and kind of shotgunning or hijacking the offseason? What do you do, Steiny?
Pay him.
And that's why I said 72 hours.
You paid everybody. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, to single out Jennings, I don't understand.
Like, I'm not mad. I told him, get your chicken. Like, I'm pro player, but I got to ask you this, and I think I know your answer, but I ask you anyway. They wrote those checks to those said players thinking they thought they got a chance to win it or they were going to win it. I wonder if that's changed just a tad bit to where they hold on to the bread and be like, okay, we got Pierce Allred. Like, the show goes on without you, Juwan. You can't come in here and demand that like you're Jerry Rice.
Okay. Then
I'm just throwing that out there.
I mean, to me.
Because how they respond is going to be, wow.
Yeah, this is what they asked for. This is what they asked for. The 49ers.
No, Theodore Rand said, this is a guy that actually deserves it. I'm with you. I'm not ready to say he's as good as Ayuk, Steiny.
Well, he's better now.
He's been more valuable. Third down, Juwan. We heard the guy. I mean, that's everything. The Green Bay game. The catches in the rain. So I know what he means. I'm just like, boy, I didn't know he had that flex.
Like, can I ask you why you didn't think he had that flex?
Because I don't think he's all pro wide receiver. And to come out in the middle of the summer and say, trade me or pay me, I'm just saying, be careful what you wish for.
I'm kind of with the 650 here. Good morning, guys. I don't see how Jennings has a lot of leverage in this. The Niners can just say no and make him play the final year. Exactly. Now, the question is, why would they do that? Well, the only reason they would do that is because they don't think of Juwan Jennings the same way they think of Bosa, Williams, Kittle, Debo back in the day, McCaffrey, Ayuk.
And can't you understand that? Because I just said that to you.
I might be able to understand it, but I'm not Juwan Jennings. I'm not the guy who watched every single teammate go to management in the last 4 years and get every single thing they wanted, because I don't know why. You thought you were in a championship window, all right? And from what I'm understanding, are the 49ers still in a championship window? I don't know. If they are, maybe they'll re-sign him. If they don't think they are, I don't know what they're going to do with him.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to follow it. And you guys are right. Evan hit the buzzer in regard they can make him do that. But, I mean, how fun of a trip would that be on the merry-go-round, knowing said player wants to get a contract, didn't get it, just come in here and ball and shut up. But the bottom line is, for this to get out, and you're right, maybe he didn't say this on his social media, but for this to get out signals to me, Steiny, that he thinks he's not close to getting a new contract.
I don't know how it
got
out.
That's how I read that.
I don't know how it got out, but Adam Schefter reporting that Juwan Jennings wants a contract extension. And if he doesn't get it, he's not going to hold out. but he's not going to be happy. Here we go again.
Sounds like Kuminga.
Here we go again. Well, it sounds like 17 49ers that have come through the pike in the last 4 years. And the question is, are they going to hold the line on Juwan Jennings? And can they afford to hold the line on Juwan Jennings in a year where they've lost Debo? They won't have Brandon Ayuk. And Ricky Pearsall is a question mark. Not to mention Robinson is going to miss the first four games. So what do you do? How important is Juwan Jennings to this offense if you're a San Francisco 49er fan? 888-957-9570. And here's the other thing. If, you know, you think Ayuk's going to be back at some point in the season, and I got to believe the 49ers do. And if the 49ers believe, you know, Pearsall, who's hurt right now, is going to be fine a few games into the season, and Robinson's going to get off the list after game four, I mean, can you hold on in the first four games if you don't have Juwan Jennings? Or do you have to have Juwan Jennings the first part of the season, the early part of the season?
I'm going to put some respect on his name, Donnie, because I'm getting accused of double talking. But the bottom line is I feel like you have to have him, just especially for Brock Purdy. And we just had a caller dub Juwan Jennings third down Juwan. So there that is there. And I'm going to say this about Ayuk, who – I wanted him to get paid, Stoney. Didn't like how he went about his business. But just because you come back doesn't mean you're back. So you got to have some Geico, or you know what I mean? You still got to have guys that can get it done before he comes back. And if he comes back and it's a slow process, still have threats out there. And I got to believe Juwan Jennings is one of those. But for him to say, trade me, I don't know why, Stoney. I feel like he knows something to where they ain't rushing to get this done.
My question to 49er fans is, you know, is what Juwan Jennings doing? Is it fair game after what's happened the previous off seasons? And everybody's been paid, or most people have been paid. Do you have to pay Juwan Jennings? And do you think of Juwan Jennings differently? I mean, it's I always think it's interesting because Juwan Jennings pretty much has kept his mouth shut for years here, never said a word, just does the job and has a lot of respect in that locker room and among the fans. And sometimes when you have a player like that, you think, oh, he'll just keep punching the clock.
So you take him for granted.
Exactly. And I think as he looks around the landscape of this particular team, I think he has every right to look at it and say, I may not be as important as some guys, but I'm certainly more important than most of the others. And I think that the 49ers need to do a little more right by me. And they probably should. He's Brock Purdy's security blanket in a lot of ways. He and George Kittle. So
and their newly acquired DeMarcus Robinson's thought he had one more touchdown than Jennings last year for what that's worth.
Yeah. Andis Brown on the YouTube chat says, Jennings is playing this the right way. It's business. And then JF13 on the YouTube chat, Jennings is a B-level player acting like a diva. Trade him. Okay. So we got.
No, he's 28 years old, and he's feeling like I done a whole hell of a lot, and I've been Kevon Looney. Take it for granted. I watched Ayuk wreck his knee. And get paid. That could happen to me without it. I'm not coming back on 1 year, so I get that. I just don't know if this is going to rattle the cage. And what did we hear, Stoney? I think how many people reported in The Athletic or people that cover the team, the Niners didn't like getting taken behind the woodshed. And I kind of scoffed at that. Like, what's that mean? You paid. What's that mean after the math? But we'll see.
This from the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Of all the players to ask for more money the last couple of years, Juwan Jennings seems to be one of the most deserving relative to what he's asking for. That's our main man, Jim Mole, on the Boxer and Gerson's work injury attorney's text line. I kind of agree. Especially, you know, and I don't know, do you put this into the equation or not? I mean, last year, Christian McCaffrey comes, gets a contract extension, barely plays. Trent Williams gets a contract extension, plays half the year. I mean, you got it. This is the NFL.
I get that from the player standpoint.
You got to do it.
But I want to know, Stoney, what Kyle thinks. Could this offense still move up and down the field without him? Like, we're going to find that out.
Yeah. I don't know. Dave's in Fresno. Hey, Dave, how you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm doing good. Good morning, gentlemen.
Yep.
Yeah, with the whole Juwan Jennings situation, I think if you look in the history, this recent history of the 49ers and these contract situations, I think they kind of had to cave in because they didn't really have a plan B. You know, you look at Trent Williams, he was able to ask for more money. They didn't really have a plan in place behind him. McCaffrey, same thing. You look at George Kittle, who I think it's no-brainer bringing him back, but you obviously don't have a tight end behind him. Fred Warner, there's no really good linebacker in place. So, you know, now with Jennings, it's like you look at the receiver room, you're like, well, we kind of have to because they don't really seem to have a plan in place behind these guys. It's a lot of unknown pieces that they're like, well, we can't afford to lose the Jennings because we don't know what we have in the young guys. And it's kind of been the theme with this team with these holdouts. They kind of had to, and they kind of have to now. So, I mean, I think he's a good player. I think he deserves a raise, obviously. But you can't just keep when guys, oh, I want more money. It's, well, we got to give him more money. Like, at what point do you put a stop to this? So they need to really get some better development, in my opinion. So when they get in these contract negotiations, they can have somewhat some leverage. Because right now they don't have leverage. All they have is a whole bunch of unknown prospects that you're not ready to give the playing time to. So that's my take, guys. And I'll get your guys' thoughts on the when you hang up on me on the other side.
Appreciate it, Dave. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, he was second in touchdowns and receptions, all behind Kittle. But man, Stoney, I'm wondering. He's 7.5. What number he's even looking for?
Probably more years. Probably more years. Who have the 49ers paid? Bosa, Trent Williams, McCaffrey, Kittle,
Warner,
Purdy, Ayuk, Debo Samuel, Warner. I guess the thinking is Jennings not in those guys' class. Maybe those are considered the most important players.
But Jennings is telling you, Stoney, and anybody in the team, I am in that class, and if I'm not, I still deserve to get paid, and I'm not coming back for 7.5 when I know you just got rid of your Jets and Debo. Ayuk, we don't know when he's coming back, and a second-year player, so I feel like he's got some leverage. I'm just excited to see what the team thinks because this will send a shot, let you know, hey, Stoney, you think you're that important? We'll show you. And we'll help you get up out of here.
You know, on the one hand, I know that we like to think that these guys are family. This is a business. And you cannot tell me that Juwan Jennings is okay, that Brandon Ayuk makes $30 million a year, and he makes less than a quarter of that, or a quarter of that. I mean, like, that's not right.
It's the reality right now. You are correct.
And in the NFL, you get to do this because there aren't guaranteed contracts. So that's why he's doing it. Question is, what do the Niners do now in this spot?
Because you can try to do it, Stoney. And that's what he's doing. We don't know if they'll oblige. So
listen, if Juwan Jennings comes to camp without a contract extension and he is not happy, that's a problem. Like, it just is. So I don't know how the 49ers handle this one, to tell you the truth.
Man.
Especially a guy who's been, according to people inside that building, has been one of the biggest gamers that this franchise has.
And it's been all Giants and Warriors and I get it, and we're thinking the Niners just having a quiet offseason for the positive, and then bam, this comes out of nowhere.
888-957-9570 is the number. Don't forget, we've got Valkyries tonight coming up at 7 o'clock. They take on the Phoenix Mercury, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Kevin Dan and Sophia Jones have the call, and you can watch the games on KPIX Plus. And pregame starts at 6:30. Valkyries at home tonight. They take on the Phoenix Mercury. And in more important news, Daryl the Guru Johnson will be in the house. Where are your seats, you know?
Not yet. I don't know, right? Doesn't matter as long as I'm in the house.
Well, let's hope they're not that third level that
where we saw the pigeons.
Where we had to sit at that one time.
Tiny, you're off, bro.
All right. On the other side, there's a few Warriors nuggets we want to get into. Believe it or not, it's free agency in the NBA, although it seems to be winding down. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.